The Ghana National Association of Poultry Farmers has called on government and the private sector to help change the dwindling fortunes of the industry. It said the growth of the industry would increase job opportunities and the incomes of poultry farmers and other stakeholders in the production value chain. Delivering a paper on an advocacy meeting in Accra, the managing director of AgriCare, William Awuku Ahiadome, asked government to invest 50 million cedis annually for 5 years with similar support from the private sector in order to change the destiny of the country in terms of job creation. George Ankara attended the meeting and has filed this report.
Mr. William Awuku Ahiadome could not understand why any policymaker would waste time in investing in the poultry industry, knowing too well that it is a vehicle for job creation, the provision of meat requirement, and a propeller of national development.
Europe and the countries that we compete continue to enjoy the lowest lending rate, 2%, in some cases 0.5%. Then we have the cheap and abundant grain in the whole Western world and Southern America. Corn today is on the U.S. exchange, the New York exchange, around $219 per ton. The same way, if you import it even from there to Ghana, it will get here around $270 per metric ton. Over 65 to 70% of all consumption of broiler was imported. Today, it is far local production is less than 10% of what is consumed. But Ghana continues to get into the middle income belt, and therefore income levels are rising. You could be deceived into thinking that if the challenge of the poultry farmer or the poultry production value chain in itself is too short, then somebody is milking the others for a gain.
The national chairman of the association, Victor Opong Ejei, expressed regret that though in 2014, President Mahama pledged 40% import substitution for the poultry farmers to revitalize the broiler project, the policy has not been implemented to date.